So, the pros of dating me are, one, I'm a mom. I got hella snacks. Two, I got nice titties. Can't hide them. It is what it is. The cons of dating me, I have depression, anxiety, ADHD, BPD, barely.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say, Alicia, yeah, this ain't for you, baby girl. This ain't for you. You for the streets. You got a baby daddy. We don't want you. I'm sorry. We don't want you. I'm sorry.
We don't want you.
I'm here to tell you we don't want you. We just here to troll you tonight. We as in mineral in general. We don't want you. If your baby daddy don't want you, what would be somebody else gonna want you?
I've got a really valid question. If you were single, would you date a single mother with a young child? Because
pros and cons of dating a single mom. Let's start with the pros. Single moms are more humble and less prideful, so they'll bust it open for you without hesitation. Especially if you cover a bill here and there from time to time. When it's time to visit her home, the hospitality is A1. She's able to keep the fridge and pantry.
I'm about to start a new series on TikTok of dating as a single mom because I swear to God, it has become impossible. I mean, dating as a mom in general. If you're dating casually, I feel like you're single. But anyways, my friend was like, let's do a double date. I'm so down.
This video shows the struggle and how desperate many single mothers are to find a man.
All right, so I'm sitting outside of my work. Yes, it's 9:20 and I was supposed to go in at 9, but we're not going to talk about that. Anywho, and I'm scrolling on TikTok and I keep seeing all the posts where it's like pros and cons of dating me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I should let the world know. So the pros of dating me are, one, I'm a mom. I got hella snacks. Two, I got nice titties. Can't hide them. It is what it is. Three, I can handle my own alcohol. You don't got to worry about me. And four, like, I don't need you. Like, I am here for you. I want you. I don't need you, so you don't have to worry about, like, babysitting. The cons of dating me, I have depression, anxiety, ADHD, BPD, barely fucking can do my ABCs sometimes. And just about everything else about me. God, love it here. This is why I'm single.
Seems like she has a lot to offer. Hopefully, she is joking, because those cons would push any men away. Dealing with single mother situations is already a lot. Can you imagine if everything she mentioned about her cons is true? This would be a bad deal for any man. Why don't they try to go back to the father of their children? Probably the father of their children is their best option, but they still don't know it. Let's read some comments of this video. Finding a possibly worthwhile wife over 32 is like an Easter egg hunt. All the good ones are taken, the rest are cracked or spoiled. 37 years ago, I invited a woman out for dinner. A week later, we went out for dinner again. When the check came, she grabbed it out of my hand. She said it was her turn. I married her. As a 50-something old lady, let me give you men a bit of advice. Women will act feminine with men they are attracted to. If a woman doesn't act feminine with you, it's simply because she does not view you as a man. You can tell in the first minute of meeting a woman if she thinks you are worth her time. If she doesn't make eye contact or smile by then, move on, she doesn't want you. Well, you don't need the man, but the financial stability that a second income and his assets bring with him. Dating single mothers sucks for men. All we are is a walking ATM, expected to step up for their unruly brats, and apparently defrost their car, and take out the trash and rescue women from their horrible decisions, and treat it no better than the family dog, no thanks. Single mom with 3 children, 2 goats, and 4 chickens available for remarriage, package deal, first come first serve basis, limited offer. Hurry.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say, Alicia, yeah, this ain't for you, baby girl. This ain't for you. You for the streets. You got a baby daddy. We don't want you. I'm sorry. We don't want you. I'm sorry. We don't want you. I'm here to tell you we don't want you. We just here to troll you tonight. We as in mineral in general. We don't want you. If your baby daddy don't want you, what would be somebody else gonna want you? I'm just being honest with you.
Many single mothers are still struggling to understand that their value decreases when they become a single mother. It is hard for them to understand that men have standards too. They think that men should take and date any woman, regardless of her situation. They were told that all women are princes and queens, therefore all men will be lucky to have them. This is where this confusion comes from. It's like they feel that there is something wrong with the man who mentions some sort of standard or preference. Because men are not supposed to have standards. Let's check some comments of this video. I would be very interested how many men in the comments got kids and are out here creating single mothers. Crazy how now everybody want to be Kevin Samuels while being the problem at the same time. Crazy how a woman can bash a dude and belittle him and y'all give her praise for it and continue to clown dude, but when the table turned now, y'all mad at him and saying he's wrong, broke, and weak. And a lot of women are mean to broke men. Preferences. The men are standing strong and in support of our elected delegate. Bro woke up and chose honesty. Is it mean or the truth? Single men with no kids prefer a woman with no kids. Keyword prefer. Why is it considered mean when us men have a preference? Women can have all types of demands, and it's okay? That's a weak and young boy mentality. What's crazy is I was raised by a single mom, but she even told me that until you have your own kids, you leave them mothers where TF they're at. You don't let anyone reduce you down to a step. What are steps used for? To walk on. It's to even exchange your baggage for hers. It's all right to get you some cat. Some single men aren't ready for a girlfriend or family. They just want the girlfriend first. He probably shouldn't have spoke for all men, but there is truth in it.
I've got a really valid question. If you were single, would you date a single mother with a young child? Because I'm a single parent with a 7-month-year-old daughter. Personally, I don't think it's much of an obstacle, except you'll be looking for a different type of man, you know, someone who doesn't mind responsibility. Not that I'm looking for a dad to take over my child to be the father figure, but you need someone who kind of knows what he wants in life and knows what it means to be around a child, at least, let's say. Now, if it was the other way around, I would absolutely love to meet a single dad because I know that they know what responsibility means, they know what unconditional love is, and they sort of know where my life's at, okay? They probably won't be out partying every night. They will have some kind of adult sense of responsibility. They won't be a Peter Pan in this world. So yeah, give me your thoughts, please.
We also have a question for her. Number one, where's the father of your child? Number two, why didn't you work things out with him? Number three, why do you think that you would be a good fit for another man? Number four, what are you bringing to the table to make you stand out from other women, especially from other women without a child? Once we have those answers, we can answer your question. Thank you so much for all the likes and comments. I really appreciate it. If you like the content, don't forget to subscribe. It will motivate me to do more video for our community. Now we are going to read the most interesting comments of this video. Question is, why are you a single mom? The secret to dating as a single mom. Date the child's father. Better yet, marry him and don't procreate until you do. Get together when you're young, attractive, pure, and fertile and grow together. When I hear someone say single by choice, all I hear is, 1. I'm single because of the poor choices I've made. 2. No man chooses to deal with my bad attitude and entitlement. 3. No man want to be the second choice to an irresponsible woman who gave it to Chad for free. I thought Chad was the man of my dreams. The single moms got to the upper level on the carousel, and imagine their surprise, they got a bonus by way of having a little reminder of who they are. My friend is divorced, 2 kids, he's dating a single mom with 2 kids. At first he was excited, she looks good, loves cooking, she's clean, loves sex, etc. Great. He's like, I'm gonna marry her. I told him, dude, don't even think about it. 2 years later, no sex, fighting all the time, she wants all his attention on her and her kids, not on his. He tells me my bags are packed, once I find a place to live, I'm out. Think about the instability of a single mother of a child younger than 1. She either dumped the father for a multitude of frivolous reasons or got knocked up in a casual hookup. The list of benefits of being with single moms.
Pros and cons of dating a single mom. Let's start with the pros. Single moms are more humble and less prideful, so they'll bust it open for you without hesitation, especially if you cover a bill here and there from time to time. When it's time to visit her home, the hospitality is A1. She's able to keep the fridge and pantry topped off with the resources she's been able to finesse out of government aid and family courts. So you'll always leave her crib with a full belly and an empty sack. Pockets may be a bit ran through, but that's okay. Don't carry more than the average price of a wig in your wallet. Leave all your debit and credit cards at home and only bring your prepaid phone and a pack of magnets if you can fit them. If not, grab some Trojans. And with some single moms, they're willing to make a cash deal for food stamps. Okay, cons. 93% of single moms will have rent due by the time you knock on the door. 88% of single moms require you to earn six figures, be 6 feet tall, have a six pack, and at least 6 inches of pipe. 70% of single moms still bust it open for the baby daddies. So don't kiss them in the mouth and think twice before going downtown. And make sure y'all stay getting tested. Those are the pros and cons of dating a single mom.
At the end of the day, each man has to do what works for him. If you look at the pros and cons, and as long as the pros are bigger than the cons, I would say you are good to go. It's all up to you to decide. But this is not a good situation for a man without a child. There are many single fathers who would prefer not to date a single mother because they know what comes with it. Therefore, if you don't have a child, you should look into this situation wisely before starting dating a woman with children. Let's check some comments of this video. He forgot the most important con. She could legally put you on child support if you get involved too deep with her and her children. I dated a single mom once. She tried to use me as her walking wallet. I'm dating a single mom. I'm a single dad myself. So far, she's the best woman I've ever dated. She treats me like a king and held me down financially several times when my income dropped. She's also the first woman who I felt like actually listens to me and takes my advice. She's awesome. A man needs a single mom like a fish needs a bicycle. These single moms ain't less prideful these days. They see themselves as the prize. Even with another man's children, they see themselves that way. This is extremely offensive to me as a single mother. I don't know what kind of sheiks y'all deal with, but know all women who are single moms have their hands out when we want to date a man who is not a dad. Six figures is not my standard since his money has nothing to do with me, and it's my responsibility to take care of my children, not his. My children already have a father. Yes, I will be very hospitable when wanting to get to know a man and cook for him, because that's how I was raised. Morals and values. Stop putting all women into one category because we all are not ignorant, greedy, self-absorbed, and negative. You forgot having to deal with the baby daddies. One came up to my job looking for me. That is why I would not mess around with a single mother again. On point, bro. I had one try to force me into a relationship, but I did my pros and cons and realized the cons was just too high. She was mad and I was gone. As a man who was in a relationship with a woman who had three boys that I told her I refused to meet, I can 100% affirm this. Wow, I'm a single mother, and I do absolutely none of this. I can't thank God enough that I'm married. There are single mothers who doesn't need a man's money to pay their bills and do not get food stamps. Not all single mothers are the same.
I'm about to start a new series on TikTok of dating as a single mom because I swear to God, it has become impossible.
I mean, dating as a mom in general, if you're dating casually, I feel like you're single. But anyway,
my friend was like, let's do a double date. I'm so down. I like meeting people. It was more fun. And the fact that like I only had his Instagram, but the dude didn't text me at all. And her boyfriend is friends with him. So that's how he got to like know who I was, etc. I didn't know if I was going to go or not because I had school, but I decided yesterday after class, why not? I did my makeup, might as well not waste it. So I get to my friend's house at like, I think 8:38-ish. She's getting ready. What? Because it was like a further drive from where they live to where we live. So I'm about falling asleep. It's like 10. They show up so excited, kind of, because I don't really know if I'm going to like the dude. I have to have that chemistry and like attraction towards them, and their personality has to be very picky. And I have a baby. So like, if you really want to be serious with somebody with a child, you have to be ready to take on the commitment of stepping up into that role. So I didn't know what to expect. We all sat around her table. We were hanging out outside, had a drink or two. We had some conversation. It was harder because there was a lot of people talking at once 24/7, but like, that's fine. It was a vibe. It was good times. And nobody wants to be serious. I didn't expect to like meet a husband last night, but we're all hanging out. I was ready to go. Hugged him, hugged the friends, yada yada. They made a little like comment to smack his butt and tell him he's pretty, and I did. So like, I said he was cute, obviously. But dude low-key pissed me off. His Instagram messaged me like very forward, but I'm gonna post a little screenshot here because what the hell. You can just pause and read it, but I'm not trying to be serious with someone right now, but we can have fun. This is why I left early. I hold myself to high standards, and I know that men just want to sleep around. I mean, you think when you get older, and like this dude's 31, so when you get older, you think people are going to eventually change that need to sleep with a bunch of people, and that's okay. Like, I'm not against polyamorous relationships or just doing your own thing. Like, I'm all about embracing the hoe stage. I'm very sex positive, but I don't sleep around like that, you know what I mean? So I expect to be taken out to dinner. And then the comment about being in a reel, I'm like, dude, who are you? Why not? That's a solo gig for me always. And I didn't touch on the fact that I did that for work. He didn't follow me on Instagram. I followed him. I unfollowed his ass just because I didn't like the commentary. But he was nice in person. With that message to y'all off, I don't. Clearly not just trying to hook up with somebody. And this is why I avoid dating. I'm on Tinder, but I have not met any.
Did you notice when she said that the guy was 31 and he should be looking to settle down? It shows how unaware many women are about SMV. They don't know when each gender reaches their peak value. She should have known that this guy at 31 is equivalent to her at 19. If you asked her at 19 to settle down, she wouldn't do it. So why she thinks that a guy on his peak value should settle with a single mother? Make this make sense. Guys, if you want to date a single mother, it's fine. But make sure that you try to find out why she is no longer with the father of her child. Let's read some comments of this video. I've noticed that many single mothers have tattoos. Tattoos are the first red flag for me because tattoos indicate impulsive and poor decision-making capabilities. Tattoos on a woman are as gross as the smell of cigarettes. Real men initiate and decide who and when they want to date. But since women want to be equal, they can take the lead and get their own simp. You have a baby at home means dating is on hold for a while. I don't need a man, I want a man for his resources. Period. How should a single mother date? Pair with a single father. It's a chance to find a good father. No, that child already has one. Single fathers are also probably not looking for a single mother. I'm very ex-positive, but at 31, he should be looking to settle down. My brother dated and married a woman with another man's kid. Unfortunately, he is ultra-blue-pilled, so there you go. They are nice at first and will do and say anything in the beginning. After you commit, it changes. The single mom will always put their kids first and you on the back burner. Thanks for watching. If you like the video, subscribe to give me more motivation and you will not miss my daily post.